When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of For the Girls podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Alario, and today we are getting into some tough love. This is not going to be an easy one. I did give you guys fair warning when I described what this podcast was going to be about. I said it's not always going to be pretty, but it's always going to be honest. It's always going to be real. And today, we're getting real, and we are talking about discipline versus motivation. Now, this could apply to so many different topics, whether it be work-related, fitness-related, health-related, whatever it is, whatever projects that you're working on, whatever you have in your life that you are seeking the motivation to complete, this podcast is for you. You may not have thought you needed to hear this today, but you're going to hear this today. We're going to talk about why you need discipline in your life and what discipline means, because motivation is a load of bullshit. Motivation is temporary. Motivation is, in my opinion, worth nothing. I am constantly asked, people are always giving me, how do you stay motivated to keep going? How do you go past the no's? As some of you guys might know, I work in network marketing, and so we deal with a lot of rejection. If you're in network marketing or anything else where you're selling things online and you give people your time and you talk to people and they ends up saying, no, it's too expensive. You know, hairstylists deal with it, makeup artists deal with it. Like, you give people your time, and ultimately, sometimes it ends up being wasted, right? And it might make you feel defeated or undervalued. And people are always asking, what makes you stay motivated? How do you keep going when you deal with so much rejection, so much time wasted, blah, 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 blah. And the thing is that I am not a highly motivated individual. I do not wake up in the morning excited to work. Quite frankly, I'd say my biggest desire and my biggest life goals are to like be a mother and a wife and like take care of a house. Like in the future, I don't plan on working. That's why I am going as hard as I go now in my 20s. So forget it, 5-10 years from now, I'm only going to be in my 30s and I'm not going to have to work like this. I am not motivated and wanting to wake up every day and deal with rejection and things like that. I just have goals. I have a legacy I want to leave behind. And that requires being disciplined when it comes to your goals. I wake up in the morning and just get shit done knowing that I am going to deal with rejection today. I am going to have my time wasted today. I almost anticipate those things, right? But when you operate on motivation and when you're seeking motivation, that means you will stop working when you're discouraged. And that word makes me like sick. When people are like, oh, I'm discouraged, I actually can't even continue the conversation with you. Like, we are just not mentally aligned and we don't get each other. So there's no conversation for us to be having. I have goals that I want to achieve. And knowing that I want to achieve those goals, there are actions that I am required to take. And the thing is that I actually love what I do. And I think a lot of people just don't really love what they do and just aren't that passionate about what they do or whatever their goal is. Say that this is a fitness thing that we're talking about. Say you have a goal body. It clearly doesn't mean that much to you if you are refusing to go to the gym. For me, for example, I would say that fitness is really hard for me to stay disciplined on because I'm just not as passionate about it. I care, but not enough. Like, yeah, of course. I look at these girls on Instagram with rock hard abs, flat bellies. They look fake. Like they look so amazing that it's like unreal to me. And I would love to have a stomach like that. I am petite. So before people start saying, oh my God, like, what are you talking about? Body dysmorphia? No, I know I'm petite. But I've never had tone by any means. Like, I don't have abs. I have, you know, that little pouch at the bottom of my belly. Like, I don't have the ideal looking stomach that people are dying for, right? So trust me when I tell you, I would love to have the stomach that I see a lot of these girls have. But honestly, it doesn't hold enough value to me. Like, I am not willing to work out 6 days a week for it. That's just how my mental capacity is. I do work out a little bit, but I also don't care if I skip a workout. I will easily find a reason or an excuse why I can't work out today. My goals just don't mean that much to me when it comes to my stomach. I am healthy, I eat healthy, and to me, that's enough. I really don't care that much to commit to working out.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, By getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's KundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But if you are also the type of person who's going to sit and complain, I wish I looked like this, I wish I looked like that, and you actually are acting like you care so much and you have this goal body, then you know you can't skip your workout, right? You know you have to go to the gym because that goal body holds enough value for you. Those goals mean enough to you that you know skipping the gym is simply not an option. If you care enough about achieving that goal body, then you will just be disciplined no matter what. You will work out when you feel good. You will work out when you feel bad. You will work out when you're on a high. You will work out when you're on a low. You will work out when your boyfriend breaks up with you, because apparently that's everyone's favorite excuse. I'm going through a breakup right now. I don't know. Maybe I just can't relate, but people tend to become immobile when they go through breakups. But I'm sorry, when your goals mean that much to you, you will be disciplined anyway. When people ask me, because I talk about this topic a lot, I talk about this on calls, I talk about this on Instagram, on my stories, and people will say, okay, I really do want to achieve this goal. I really do want to make this much money. Like, what are your tips on how to stay disciplined? What are you talking about? If you need tips on how to stay disciplined, then that is not a goal for you. I'm sorry. That makes no sense. If you have a goal, a real, true goal, you do not need tips on how to stay disciplined. You will just do it anyway.
A lot of people get complacent, and that's a very common trend. And for me, it could be so easy to get complacent because, yes, for the most part, I'm successful. I am in a good place financially. But then I realize, no. I actually have much bigger goals than this. I know that I can do more. I can help more people, I can impact more people, I can get a bigger message across to way more people. It's not only about financial, that of course is one of them, but I just have many different types of goals. And right now, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm in my PJs, I'm not caught up on Love Island UK. I could right now go plop on my couch, knowing I'm in an okay position, like I said, financially and whatever else, because I could easily be complacent with where I'm at and say, yeah, I did enough. You know, I did what I needed to do. Let me go catch up on the latest 4 episodes of Love Island. You know, I deserve it. I worked hard enough this week. No, I'm still going to show up for the things that I need to get done, despite my lack of motivation today. And guess what? I have zero motivation right now. I actually am not even in the best mood right now, if I'm being completely honest with you, because 4 people that I booked calls with for today all have canceled or rescheduled. I don't know what is in the air today. I don't know what is with today's energy, but 4 people I had calls with today, rescheduled or canceled. Do you know how frustrating that is? Do you know how little I have a desire to work right now? But I would be a huge fraud if I said, you know what, fuck it today. Everybody is on my nerves. This isn't going the way I planned. I'm just going to go catch up on my shows and just relax because you know what, I deserve it. I'm done with this nonsense. Like, yeah, that would be much easier and probably a little bit more fun too. But when you do what you love and when it means something to you, you're just going to show up anyway. And you do not need anybody to hold your hand. You do not need anybody to sit you down in the chair and handcuff you to it to do the work. You will just do it anyway. Whether it be health, fitness, financial, impacting other people, whatever it is, I promise you, if you are looking for excuses, if you are looking for reasons not to do it, if you are seeking an exit strategy, if you are seeking an escape route, then you do not deserve your goals. Oh yeah, I said it. You do not deserve your goals. Winning is not deserved. Winning is earned. No one just deserves success. No one just deserves the perfect body. You have to earn success. You have to earn that body. It is not going to be handed to you. You might be as sweet as apple pie. I actually hate apple pie, so I should probably use a different example. You could be as sweet as a cupcake. Vanilla frosting, maybe some confetti type batter. That's more my vibe. Throw some sprinkles on there. Oof, there you go. You could be as sweet as my ideal cupcake. And I might really like you. And I might think that you're a great person. But I still won't tell you that you deserve shit. I'm just gonna call a spade a spade. You will get what you earn, period.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
So it's up to you to decide, do I want to earn success? Do I want to earn my ideal body? Because if you really want to, I promise you that you will have it. I honestly can truly tell you that I can guarantee you will get what you work for. I can't guarantee that you will get it overnight. It might take you 5 years to get it, but it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. I am telling you, you will get it. You will have it, but you just can't stop. You just can't shut it off when you're not in the mood. You have to keep going, no matter what the day looks like, no matter what your mood looks like, no matter how many people piss you off, if you keep going, you will have it. Stay disciplined, stay focused. The choice is truly yours, and the result is up to you.
So on this topic, somebody asked me, what is the best way to stay laser focused on your goals when you are disciplined but have distractions? The first thing that I'm going to say, something that I have learned and that I now live by and am obsessed with, is that everything after but is an excuse. That's it. Everything after but is an excuse. So when you are disciplined, there's no but I have distractions. Everything after but is an excuse. Remove the word but from your vocabulary, especially when you're trying to like explain yourself and your lack of success. Like, well, I'm this, but I'm that. Everything after but is an excuse. So really, if you're laser focused on your goals, you are disciplined, period. But I'm going to give you a little bit of leg room here and say, when it comes to having distractions, I can use myself as a prime example. Like, I seriously isolated myself from those things. And I don't think that necessarily my way is necessarily the right way, the correct way, the only way. Like, there are probably ways that you can complete your goals without having to move out of state, per se. Like, I legitimately left New York. I left my friends. I left my family. I left the people and the things that I value the most, because the things that I value the most were the biggest sacrifices that I needed to make in order to just like stay in the zone and complete my goals. And so what I mean when I say that is like, I seriously isolated myself from those things. If moving is not really what you're trying to do, if you're trying to go a different route, then at least just time block and commit to those time blocks. Like, if you're saying you have distractions like friends, family, boyfriends, if these are people who genuinely support and value you, they are going to respect your boundaries. You have to set time blocks. You have to make sure people know that they can't just interrupt you at any given point of the day. And you sure as hell better be sacrificing your weekends in your building phase. There is no way that you can be trying to build a business or build a dream body. Again, I'm staying on the same two kind of goals here that I mentioned. And then at the same time, find you at the bar on Friday, Saturday night, getting fucked up. It doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. If you're trying to avoid distractions, you have to make these mini sacrifices. They don't have to be anything too drastic, but when you see them in a positive way rather than a negative way, you're not going to see them as sacrifices. You're going to see them as investments. Rather than seeing it as I sacrifice my weekends, you're going to say I invest on my weekends. Instead of seeing it as I sacrifice going to the bar with my friends on the weekends, you change the verbiage to say, I invest my time into building my business on my weekends. So this way you see it in a positive connotation, in a positive light, rather than in a negative way. Because sometimes sacrifice makes people feel like they're missing out on something. I have now gotten to that point of feeling like I am missing out on friends and family. At first, I didn't see it that way. But now that it's been 2.5 years of making that sacrifice, now I'm like, wait, I'm missing out on a lot with my friends and family, you know, not being in the same state, being a plane ride away. It is hard. But I remember when I had first initially moved, I just saw it as an investment into my business. I am investing me time. I am going to grind it out for the next couple of years by myself, no distractions. So just make sure that you kind of isolate yourself. Again, it doesn't have to be to that extreme, but isolate yourself and time block. And this way, distractions will not be able to touch you because you are making those mini sacrifices, aka those mini investments. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. That is all we have for this one. I will see you guys next Monday. Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big.